Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the loser line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say somebody approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Hey, what's up?
What?
Hey, sorry about that. I guess something about you makes me want to sleep with you.
Oh my god, yawning.
So as soon as I talked to you, I was like ready to sleep. You know what I mean? Not sleep.
Yeah, we get it.
You get it.
Yeah, thanks for explaining it.
Whatever you do, resist the urge to take away his gym membership. And instead, tell him that he's kind of cute and that he should call you sometime. And that's when you give him the number to the loser line. So hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hi, Jessica. This is I know you said you were going to be back soon, but your dog is still here. And I thought you were just going to be out for a couple hours, maybe getting some food or something. But it's been about a day and a half now, and your dog's kind of driving me crazy. He's going nuts in my apartment. He's barking sometimes, driving my neighbors crazy. It also chewed up part of my sofa. It ate my car charger.
Uh-oh.
And I'm becoming a little concerned because I had to go to work. I just don't know what to do. So please call me back when you get this, like right away, please.
Next message.
Dude, okay. That's cruel. Do not bring your dog into this situation.
Bad person or great idea for a dog sitter?
Absolutely.
Just meet somebody while you're out and be like, hey, I'm going to bring my dog over and then give him the number of the loser line. Just take off for the weekend.
Oh, man.
That is crazy, too. It didn't cost me a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the best part is he called back.
Oh, my gosh.
Next message.
Jessica, it's where are you? Why aren't you calling me back? Your dog's crapping all over my apartment. You need to call me now. All right? I was trying to take him out for a walk, and he bit me. My hand is bleeding. There's poop everywhere in the apartment, and I don't even have health insurance. So call me back.
Next message.
Oh, my God. He sounds like he's going to cry, you guys.
See, she's getting rid of the dog. This is not a weekend getaway.
That's what shelters are for, or at least a friend who loves dogs. Like,
well, he sounds like a nice guy.
That's what a bar and desperate dudes are for. They'll watch dog for you if they think that they're going to get lucky. Remember, you can get the loser line phone number. You text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592, and hopefully you can give it out to somebody who will call us and leave us a voicemail like this one.
Next message.
Hey, John, this is Kelly. I was just thinking about our date that's coming up, and there's just a couple things. First of all, I am gluten-free, okay? And then number two, it would be nice if things were kosher. It doesn't have to be, but I prefer that. And third, soy is totally fine. I'm cool with soy. Just make sure it's South American soy, not North American, because that makes me break out. You may want to call the restaurant ahead of time to find out where they source their soybeans from, just so that I know. Other than that, any place you want to take me is totally fine. I'm so not high maintenance. I'm just a little picky. But it's not like I'm a vegetarian or something. Ew, those people are horrible, aren't they? So I'm excited to go out with you, and I hope you're excited to go out with me. Okay, bye.
Next message.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, she's railing on vegetarians who are very clear. They just don't eat meat.
Yeah.
That's literally it.
Super
guys.
Easy, actually.
Yeah. And just not high maintenance at all.
No.
Just a little picky.
Literally, what does she eat? Cardboard?
How do you know the difference between North and South
you
American
don't.
Soybeans?
Well, if you're her, you do.
No.
No matter what, as soon as you bite in your feet, you're like, I know this is not the right soybean. I know it's not. You didn't check with them ahead of time, did you?
Every restaurant is just lying to her about what she's eating, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, ma'am, it's from South America. We're sure of it.
She's like, good. Do you have the name of the person that picked it? Yes, his name was Tom.
Yep.
Now eat it. Here's another message from the loser line.
Next message.
Jess, it's I just I wanted to see how it was going, and I just wanted to talk to you about some stuff. I believe in being honest with people and being upfront, and I didn't want to surprise you or anything. If we were going to take the next step, or you know, something more might happen. I have three of them, so I've got that. going for me. Some people think it's weird, but it's actually really cool. It's like if you have a spare tire in your car, so if something were to happen, I've got a spare. So that's really good, I think. And just so you know, I named them, so I can't wait for you to meet Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Next message.
Sexy.
Wow. It took me a while to figure out what he was talking about.
I just want to meet him.